So we have this video out this week. Have you seen that new video, Johnny Acid?
I don't know.
Talking about, you know, truck drivers that get into accidents, whether it's a preventable or a non-preventable. What do you do? Johnny Acid, what would you do if you were driving your tractor trailer and someone hit you? What would be the first steps you would do if it wasn't your fault, a non-preventable?
I would definitely call my Swift dispatcher immediately.
Right, you'd call Swift headquarters, right? And then what would you do, Johnny Acid?
I'd probably try to blame the other guy.
Well, Johnny, he's so stoned. Right. I already said it's not his fault.
He's gonna blame the other guy. Well, the other guys, you know the way they are. They're trying to blame you.
It's not your fault. Well, I'm gonna try to blame the other guy.
Johnny, I don't know. I'd probably video the guy or something. Right, it's the whole scene.
Johnny,
right?
We're not talking about your love life or anything like that. We're talking about...
Keep it clean.
We're very clean here. We're talking about someone hits you at a truck stop. Uh-huh. What are you supposed to have with you?
Insurance and registration.
Yeah, I know. But what else? Like, what does your safety director want you to do?
Flares? Oh, pictures.
Yeah,
take pictures of everything. What about video?
What about video? To be honest with you, I think the more information that is on your side, the better. But you know the one thing that the insurance companies always tell you to never do is volunteer anything.
Oh, that's right.
Like, you know, if and never admit to fault or anything like that.
That's where I went wrong with the feds.
Exactly. Well, I think you probably did right. You would have probably...
I came out of it all right.
Yeah. Well, how much time did you get?
Only a year. Well, it was 15 months.
You got 15 months in the can, but where was the can at?
That was up in Pensacola, brother. It was, you know, Club Fed.
So yeah. I mean, was there bars there? Be honest. Exactly. It was like a...
Yeah, there were bars there.
It was like a little...
They served booze.
Right. You were at a prison that was a resort. The bad part was if you walked away, then what happened?
Yeah, then they send you to the big house.
Then you go to the real bad house.
I used to feed the squirrels. They'd come up in my lap and I'd feed them peanuts right out of my hand.
Yeah,
we go to the movie theater and the library. It was—I'll tell you—it was tough, man.
You know, truckers are out there going, "What the hell does this have to do with truckers?" Well, this is for all you guys in our future felony episode.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's no felons out there.
Yeah,
some of these guys can relate.
None of these truckers have felonies, Johnny. Anyways, going back to this, Johnny.
Right.
You get into an accident.
Uh huh.
And obviously, you want to make sure you're all right, and then the other person's all right. You know, if it's not your fault, you really are supposed to exchange info, but more importantly, you really need to call your safety director as quickly as you can. Take pictures.
Call the cops.
And obviously, you know, you got to call 911, call the police. And, you know, there's some incidents on a parking lot. I don't believe you have to call the police, do you?
I don't know. I don't know. Do you?
Hey, well, you know, the other day I came out and there was a dent in my truck. They didn't call the police. In fact, they weren't even there. Seriously.
If the other guy's pinned in his vehicle and it's on fire, do you help him? I mean, you know, because with lawsuits and everything.
Well, I mean, what?
If he's pinned in there and burning, I mean.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of good fan mail this week, Johnny Acid.
I'll tell you what, I'm not good in disasters like that. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not. I am horrible with that.
So you're saying.
I'd puke on the guy.
So you're saying, let me paint a different picture for you. Okay, so we know what you would do on a little incident. So now you're in an accident and the other guy's vehicle is, let's say it goes into a lake and it's slowly going down,
right,
and the doors won't open, and now you've got to go in there and either get the door open or dive down 20-30 feet to rescue him. What's the end result for this other driver?
Lungs full of water.
Johnny Acid.
Yeah, what am I gonna do? You can't open those doors. It's like 800 pounds per square inch of water pushing in on the door. There's no way to get the door open. He's a goner.
Okay. You know? All right, Johnny. That's fine. I personally would try to rescue somebody. I would. What if it was your kid? What if it was your child? Would you die with him?
I just have another one.
That's the easy
answer. Yeah, the kid's only 3 months old. I didn't know him that long.
Yeah, my wife's still fertile. Johnny Acid, this show is real. This one probably will not make the pod.
It has to.
I don't know, man. You started off insulting some woman. Now here we are. You're ready to kill other drivers. So, okay. So what to do in an accident? All right. You already know, obviously, what to do in a non-preventable and a and actually, to be honest with you, even in a preventable, if it's just a minor ding or whatever, you are, you know, did you know that a trucker is supposed to protect the scene?
What's that mean?
It means that you're not supposed, you know, if you come across an accident, you're supposed to literally protect that accident with your truck.
Why? So someone can hit you?
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is what I was taught.
Would you do that?
You know, it's almost like out in the Gulf here when we go out fishing.
Uh-huh.
If someone's broke down and waving you in and you don't render service to them, you can go to jail.
You mean to tell me you're supposed to put your truck out there to protect the scene?
I'm saying if you're coming down the highway and somebody's wiped out or they're out on the road, you're supposed to get behind them and put your triangles out. And now, this is what I was taught 20 years ago, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to look it up. I really am. In fact, what I'll do is before we get off here, I'll pause this dang thing and I'll look it up and we'll come back and say Troy was wrong or right. But I'm telling you, this is really a true thing that I was taught.
That's like trying to curl around someone else's body to take the hail of bullets in your back. I'm going to use them as a human shield.
All right, Johnny Acid. This pod is going nowhere.
Come on. This one's got to go. I love this one. It's my favorite one.
Well, I'm telling you. All right. So anyways, that's one of the rules. You know, to be honest with you, there ain't a whole lot of information you really need to know. Bottom line is you need to call the correct authorities, take the right pictures, report to your safety director, and keep your mouth shut. It's really what you're supposed to do. And you're not supposed to go out there and say, yep, it was my fault. I stepped on it. I accidentally was picking up a cigarette on the floor, and I wasn't looking, and I hit somebody. You know, many people do that at the scene. They'll say, yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, don't get me wrong. I believe in honesty and truth. But I don't think your company wants you to say, yeah, I'm sorry. I was bending down to pick up my chewing tobacco, and when I come up, there was a car stopped in front of me.
Do all truckers talk like that, or is that just, you know?
Oh, that's just my Boomhauser imitation.
Hey, what kind of stuff are they supposed to have? I always see like those triangles and flares and crap like that. What are they supposed to have in the truck?
Well, obviously triangles, flares, crap like that. Depending on where you drive, you know, chains, you know, things like that. I mean, it really depends on your company and, you know, obviously whatever DOT requires, but it's pretty much it. Seriously. I'm really, honestly, truly, I'm lost on this subject. It's just really not a whole lot.
Really?
You want to go back to the video?
I'd love to, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right, you keep talking, Johnny Acid. I'm going to pull up something here. I'm going to see if indeed a trucker is required.
With that fat, naked lady on top of the truck flipping the cops off, I'm surprised there wasn't an accident. I mean, do you see all the people stop looking up there at that lady? They had like a fire rescue ladder to try and get her ass down from up there.
I think they used the cherry picker, didn't they? No, yeah, for real, they really did.
The hydraulics broke.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I'm not going to make fun of that. Here, listen to this. I just pulled up this article. It says 7 things drivers need to do at the scene of an accident. Why not? Let's check it out. And it's got to be correct because it's called Trucking Info.
Jimmy shouldn't eat that flaming ghost pepper. That's what it says.
Yeah. Now, let's go ahead and get to the site. All right. So 7 things. Here we go. All right, Schaumburg, Illinois. Fleet should prepare for the practice what to do in the event of a serious accident, just like they do for fire drills. From top management to dispatchers to drivers, said Don Jarrell, a safety expert at HNI Risk Services, to attendees of the Fleet Safety Conference on Tuesday. So let me get to number one. It says remain calm. These are 7 things that you're supposed to do. And you know what? I actually agree with that.
You better have a bag of weed with you then.
Yeah, Johnny Acid.
How you remain calm.
But it's true. You're supposed to remain calm. I mean, because honestly, panicking never does really do any good. So it says, before you do anything, take a deep breath. There's a high probability you are the only person on the scene who's a professional.
Woo.
The people on the scene expect you to do the right thing. The courts expect you to do things right. Your job didn't end when you had this crash. You are still on duty. You are still representing the company. Don't admit fault. Remember, we just got done talking about that. To anyone. That's what it says. Don't admit fault to anyone.
Don't even say I'm sorry.
Even a simple I'm sorry could be construed by a court as an admittance of guilt. And, you know, I've said that to people that were on accidents. I'm like, why are you running over there hugging those people? You know. Anyway, so, yeah, there you have it. So we were half right on that one. Remain calm. Don't admit fault. Don't even say I'm sorry. At least this is, what was his name? Gerald. This is Gerald's advice. Number two, are you ready? Check this advice out. Stop.
Stop what?
It says stop.
You're just in an accident. Don't you think that should be number one?
It says stop.
Okay, I'm going to remain calm, and then I'm going to stop.
Maybe you worded it wrong. Here's what it says. Do not move the unit from the crash site unless told to do so by police or signs posted on the highway instruct you to do so. If stopping to give aid to a crash you are not involved in, do not park the truck in front of the crash to protect the people involved in the crash. I guess I was wrong. While a driver's heart may be in the right spot in doing this, if another vehicle then hits your vehicle, the driver is at fault, unless a police officer has directed him to position his truck in that manner. If all possible, get beyond the scene of the accident on the less traveled part of the road. You could tell he's a lawyer.
Obviously.
Because he says stop after you've been stopped.
Yeah, remain calm and then stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
You've stopped, now stop.
Okay, I'm on the railroad tracks with my tanker and they're... I'm going to remain calm while the train's coming, and then I'm going to stop. Is that what I'm going to do?
I just think he just worded it wrong. Okay, so number three, secure the scene. Failure to secure the scene properly can result in major liability issues. Put reflectors out as soon as you can. We talked about that. There's a big misconception, Gerald said, that you have 10 minutes to do that. That's not what the rules say, he said. The rules say that if you are going to be stopped for more than 10 minutes, you have to put your reflectors out right away. One reflector goes 10 feet behind a vehicle. A second one goes 100 feet behind. How can you tell how long is 100 feet? Figure one pace equals 3 feet. The third reflector goes 100 feet in front if it is not a divided highway, or 100 feet behind the second reflector. So there's the proper way to put out reflectors. Two in the back, one in the front if it's a divided highway, or all three in the back if it's a single lane highway. You ready for number four?
What's four?
Get help. So if you got like your eyeballs hanging out of you and you're bleeding,
yeah,
you got to go through one, two, and three. Calm down. Stop. Secure the scene. Now go get help. Okay. All right. In most cases, that will mean calling 911 with your cell phone. However, if for some reason that doesn't work, Gerald said, send many people for help in many directions. If you just send one person, once they get away from the scene, they may decide someone else will make the call and just go on their way. That makes sense. Do you know how many people say, like the wife's going, come on, we need to stop and help. No, they got plenty of help. Someone else is going to call. Just keep going. Right? We're not going to waste our time.
That's what I do.
I'm just saying that's exactly what a lot of dirtbags do. You know, it's like, I don't want to help. I'm going to just close my eyes and not help. And think, you know how I look at a lot of things? Just think if it was one of your children at that accident or someone you love, would you want them to help? You know what I mean? So that compels me to try to help people. I'm serious.
You wouldn't want me out there. Trust me.
I would want anybody that's got a voice and a phone to try to at least get help for me. You know, even Johnny Acid. I would take anybody, when someone's hurt. It says, what about giving first aid to the injured? This topic triggered a discussion with the audience about whether giving them first aid training could help or harm a company in a lawsuit. What's your opinion before we read the answer?
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want to get sued.
Well, I 100% I would think a trucking company would not want you rendering first aid, which I don't think there's anything they could do about it. You know what I mean? Well, they don't want you working on your own brakes and stuff in the vehicle. So I would say most likely they don't want. But anyways, let's read it. It says, yes, there's always risk, he said, but a prosecuting attorney also could make the case that training drivers in first aid would be a reasonable thing to do for companies, and that not doing so could put you at fault. So you could be damned if you help, you could be damned if you don't help.
Yeah, you're just better off letting them die.
No, Johnny, you're actually better off trying to save the life, dummy. Seriously.
Listen, I don't want to go back to the can, man.
Yeah, don't. Sorry, officer. I did not want to patch him up. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
It says, if you decide your drivers should offer such aid, make sure they have the training and the supplies needed, including training about blood pathogens.
Okay, I'm out there right there. Did you say blood pathogens?
Blood pathogens. And the first aid kit with gloves. So, you know, pathogens, what does that mean? Like if somebody has AIDS or something like that?
Ugh, I don't know. Just the word sounds disgusting.
Okay. Sometimes
I'm not doing mouth to mouth unless the chick's really hot. Seriously. If it's some fat old guy, he's dead.
So you'd be like, oh man, I always get the ones with the beard.
Right,
all
right. Exactly.
No, so it says sometimes the best thing you can do is cover someone with a blanket to help combat shock and stay with them until help arrives. And I do know that too. You know, also something, let me tell you what happened to me one time. We were going to the Strawberry Festival in Florida.
Yeah.
Down in Plant City.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have heard of this. Here we are. We're doing, it's like we're in one car and we have another group in another vehicle. And we're just cruising along, right? I'm driving. And I look in my rearview mirror and I see this SUV rolling sideways down the highway. Bum, 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 bum. Just tumbling. Here's some little kid in a small little sports car was flying in and out of traffic. And he somehow cut a trucker. He cut a trucker off. And somehow the trucker and the SUV clipped each other. And this was a poor, this was a lady, you know. She literally flipped, I bet you 12 times. She had one of those Ford excursions or whatever they're called. And she rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled. And we all stopped. And I ran back. And, you know, the first thing, is she's laying, the vehicle's upside down. She's still in her seatbelt. She's an elder lady, maybe 50s, maybe 40s. And Johnny, I actually almost had tears in my eyes because that freaking roof was so dented in. And she was crying because her head was hurting so bad. And when she was rolling, her head was being smashed off the concrete going down the Interstate 75. And we didn't, at first, I think there was like gas or something leaking. And we all made the decision at the time to, you know, cut her out of there and get her out before that thing caught on fire. And, you know, one of the things they say you're not supposed to do is move a victim because you can hurt them more. But there's a decision that has to be made where something worse can happen. And myself and a couple other people, we were like, we just, you know, she's got to get out of there. And we got her out, you know, for, you know, because we're ambulance was going to be a little while coming down the interstate. You got anything there, buddy?
Yeah. Did she make it?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't know. I mean,
did you pull her out?
She wasn't bleeding. Yeah, we got her out. We had to cut the seatbelt. She was in a seatbelt. And the poor woman was just crying, hurt my head, you know, because like I said, the whole top of that thing was crushed in.
Do you want to hear mine?
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm not making this up either. This is absolutely the truth.
So do you make things up on the show?
Once in a while. This one's not made up,
though. So you lie to the listeners?
Yeah. Routinely.
Go ahead.
So my buddy Dave and I are on the way back to...
It's already a lie. He has no buddies.
Shut up. We're on the way back to... my place. It was after work. We like to drink beer and play chess. And I look over and there's this car. This was in Allentown. This lady went in to pay for her gas. And when she came out, she didn't put the parking brake on or something. And it was a stick shift. So her car starts to roll. So she thinks she's going to stop it. So she jumps in front of it and tries to stop it with her hands. No kidding. And the car ran over her and crushed her underneath the manifold. The hot manifold.
Oh.
And we're just pulling up. My buddy Dave goes, what do we do? I said, we keep rolling. I'm going to puke. Are you kidding me? What am I going to do? I'm not going to help her.
No, you're joking.
No, I'm not.
You are going to be so ousted off this show.
No, listen. There was like four or five people running around the outside of it. I'm like, you know, she got plenty of help over there. What am I going to do?
Oh, no.
I'm skinny. I'm weak. What, I'm going to lift the car off? Come on. As soon as I smell that burning flesh, I'm done. I'm telling you right now.
Wow, Johnny Acid.
I'm not good. I am horrible in situations like that.
This ain't getting on the pod.
I'll be like.
We'll lose half the audience.
You're looking bad, lady. I don't think you're going to make it.
Yeah, right. No, Johnny Acid, he's just messing with you guys out there. He wouldn't do something like that. Would you, Johnny?
Actually, I did. That was exactly the way it happened.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here, number five. Get witness information.
Or make it up.
Or do like Johnny Acid, create a witness. No, it says don't get aggressive or harassing about it, but do get the name, address, phone number, and license plate number of any witnesses. Keep in mind that your behavior will help determine whether their testimony is favorable to you or not. If you can't, at least snap a picture of their license plate and don't spend too much time with a witness, as that could be seen in court as attempt to coerce them and coach them on what to say on your behalf.
This guy's definitely a lawyer.
Well, he's obviously a lawyer. It said he practices law. Okay, so, you know, don't badger the witness. Don't bribe them like Johnny would do. Just try to get their name and number and just let the cards lay where they lay. Number six, notify your company. When a driver calls in, the natural human tendency is to try to defend himself. Encourage drivers to give a neutral report. Oh, so, you know, it sounds like he's talking to the company. Encourage your drivers to give a neutral report. In fact, ask them to lean the other way and imagine if they were the other party. What negative things they might have to say about the accident. Pretend you're the victim. Yeah. I'll be like, that Troy's a really nice guy, man. I might have cut him off.
I know it's non-preventable, but we want you to pretend. We want you to role play. Let's just say, how does it feel if it was preventable? Right?
Yeah, it's pretty much. They're wanting you and the driver to do a little role playing.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Should we do one real quick, Johnny?
No.
Hey, I got this idea.
Go ahead.
I'll be the driver.
Yeah.
You want to be the driver? Yeah, you make a better driver.
All right. And who's at fault?
I'll be the safety director.
Go ahead.
Okay. Bring. Safety.
Yes, yeah, it's Johnny Acid.
Oh, not again. Okay. Johnny Acid, what's up, buddy? Our favorite guy on the road. What can we do for you today, Johnny Acid?
Had a little fender bender out here on I-95.
Okay, now
wasn't my fault.
Now, pause. Before I go into putting blame on Johnny Acid and interrogating him, let me do the opposite, like the Gerald says. Are you ready? Bing, back. Okay, Buttercup.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
What would you say the person that was in the accident with you might say in court? Would they be more apt to blame you, or would they be more apt to admit to fault, Buttercup?
Oh, that's a four-wheeler. They're going to talk shit on me.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it would go, Johnny. All right, no, seriously. So anyways, encourage your drivers to be neutral. Don't make them feel defensive, although everybody's going to be defensive anyways. So, all right, number seven. Are we ready? There it is. Take photos, take photos, take photos. That's what it says. Take photos.
What about video?
Well, it says these days most drivers have cell phones that can take pictures. Train them how to use the timestamp feature. This is another good activity. Okay, and you know what? That's true. If you're going to take pictures, that's why they usually give you those little portable cameras. A lot of companies do, because it's timestamps when you take the picture.
True.
So anyway, so what they're saying is if you're going to take a picture with your phone, you need to use the timestamp so it's a legitimate documented picture. Show them how to use the timestamp. It says show them how. Then have them take a picture with a timestamp and send it to you. That's the best thing that can happen if drivers send photos directly from the scene. Drivers should take photos from all sides of the vehicle, their own and others involved, get close-ups of any damage or other details, but make sure to include something in the photo to indicate relative size of what you're trying to document. You see what he's saying? Like if there's a dent, maybe put your hand there. If there's a dent in the side, you know, put your wife there, Johnny. You know,
is that the whole list for the guy?
This is his list.
There's a whole bunch of stuff missing off that list.
Well, this is a law guy, Johnny Acid. You want to call? You want to get?
He's missing the important stuff.
You want to try to get him on the line?
That's probably a good idea.
Let me see if his number's here.
He didn't say anything at all about faking an injury so that you can go out on workman's comp, figuring out a way to put forth a false lawsuit against the other guy. You know, immediately reach for your back, drop to your knees, grab your neck, whatever. I mean, you've got to put on the show if you want to get the money. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, there you go.
You want to get your home time? Here's how to get it, boys.
Johnny Acid, spoken like a true
felon.
All right, Johnny Acid, so there you have it. I got to be honest with you. There's a lot of goofiness in this podcast. That's
the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's a little on the... That's cool. So anyways, do you have advice today for people, Johnny Acid? Any Johnny Acid advice, or was that your advice?
That was pretty much it.
Scam the system and yes. Try to collect money from us taxpayers.
Yes.
You know that, right, Johnny Acid? Mm-hmm. That you know that any one of those drivers out there that would do that, you're paying for that. if they really are not legitimately hurt. You know that, right?
Yeah,
it's true.
Well, just try to figure out a way to milk.
I mean, you're telling them to scam you.
Milk the company as much as you can.
But that's scam.
That's what I would do.
Did you
work
guys
workman's comp? Workman's comp.
Did you guys? Maybe people don't know this. Most people do not know this. Do you know probably one of in the top three bills a company endures, workers' comp is at least number one or two. Did you know that? It's almost at the level of the fuel bill.
Is it really?
Absolutely. And the reason being is when you have a claim, the insurance companies like to really hammer people even harder.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
I'll give you an example. My dad once had he didn't have health insurance and he had gotten hurt and they sent him this bill for like $20,000 for like one night in the hospital. I'm not kidding you. He walked in a week later. He said, here's my name. He said, I don't have insurance, so therefore you won't be getting insurance. He said, but here's how much money I have. I was like, $2,500.
Did they take it?
Yeah. They said, they cleared his whole bill. It was like 10% of the insurance bill that they were trying to claim.
They're used to getting nothing, that's why.
Well, exactly. And I'm not sure if it was 25. All I could tell you is it was like a crazy smidgen of amount because he was going in there and paying the hospital cash. Other than that, they were going to suck the life out of the insurance company. So you got so many people that are bloodsuckers, lawyers, Mr. Gerald, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying they're the bloodsuckers. Insurance companies are huge suckers. And you know, hospitals, they're like one of the worst bloodsuckers that are supposed to be helping you out there. So therefore, when you tell a driver, Johnny Acid, to go out there and fake an injury, guess what happens?
Well, you just told me there's a huge pile of cash. You said the company...
yeah, that's why I told you.
you said, look, these companies pay out all this money.
Oh, like, yeah, all that cash.
You guys can cash in on some of that money.
Yeah, it was a hint, Johnny. That was Johnny takes everything the wrong way. If this was a hint, Johnny, to go get money.
That's what I thought. That's the way I saw it. Oh, you're like, hey, man, look at all this money they got.
All right, well, hey, here's my advice, all right? Honestly, don't get into an accident.
That's
you know
the best
what?
Thing.
But I can tell you, because we see so many videos, there's some videos out there that you know there's no avoiding certain accidents. It's just insane. If you do find yourself in an accident, I'm going to tell you truthfully, be compassionate on yourself. I like the advice of being have at the scene. Don't start yelling and fighting with people because, like they said, this could go into a trial. And what happens at trial, people that were at the scene going, that guy's an asshole. Guess what? Now they're there testifying against you. Even if you were right, people sometimes will side with somebody else because you look like the bully at the scene. So remain calm. That was really good advice. Take lots of pictures. Obviously, contact your safety director, and hopefully he'll role play with you and be gentle, call you Buttercup. And realistically, okay, and I was wrong about what I said about protecting the scene. I was taught that, my whole life. I always thought it. You know, it's just like that old wives' tale of no trucker is allowed to own a gun in their truck. That's never been a law. But I grew up thinking that you're not allowed, and I grew up thinking about this one. So I was wrong, at least on this one. Anyways, that's all I got. We're talking in riddles here today. Talk CDL.
Wait, I got one more thing.
Johnny Acid still wants to talk. Yeah. Go ahead.
Here's my words of advice to you when it comes to an accident scene. If it's a non-preventable, don't worry about it. Just relax, dude. However,
if it's non-preventable, try to blame him. Like Johnny,
if it's a preventable accident, it's very important for you to move quickly and alter the scene to make it look non-preventable before the cops get there. That's my word of advice.
Planting evidence, Johnny.
All right. Mark Furman.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Talk CDL out. Peace.
Peace.
Praise the Lord.